all like to think that dolls are a child's best form of entertainment. But what happens when those dolls begin to take a life of their own, even going as far as to hurting and placing curses on the people he or she doesn't like? Throughout time, there have been many accounts of dolls being used as a type of vessel to the other world, a world where nobody is safe, and that includes you and me. Join me tonight as we bring you the true legend behind one of the world's most haunted dolls. I am Rishu Sheth, and this is Legend. Before we begin our journey, make sure to lock your doors, check under your bed, and look behind you. Turn off those lights and listen to this tale I bring to you after this quick break. One could say that the legend behind Robert the Doll begins as far back as the 1880s, when a woman seamstress named Margaret Steve began to make and sell felt pincushions in the shape of small elephants for some of her clients. Margaret soon began to get worried that her pincushions weren't being used by her customers, and instead children that took a liking to the elephant design. This sparked an idea, and she soon went on to design other animal-themed toys for her customers' children. Soon after, she saw the need to recruit the help of her brother, and together they went on to form a small company under their last name. Her plush toys were so meticulously made and gained so much popularity that in 1887, her hobby turned into a large company after an American buyer ordered over 3,000 teddy bears during a so-called teddy bear craze that was happening in America after then-President Teddy Roosevelt was being shown in a cartoon alongside a young cub. Every household in America wanted to own a teddy bear toy. People from all over the world have credited the Stiv Company for the 1902 original creation of the teddy bear stuffed toy. That same company can also take credit for unintentionally created what became to be known as the world's most haunted doll. Although the exact date and year of when Robert was created are mostly left to speculation, it is strongly believed that because of his childlike size, the doll was originally intended to sit in front of a German window display modeling various clown outfits. But as fate would have it, and the one thing that we do know for sure, is that the doll eventually found its way to America, and it was given as a gift to a child who would become Robert's best and most likely only friend. The child's name was Robert Eugene Otto. Many people believe that from the beginning, Gene had an unhealthy relationship with the doll. They became constant companions, and he spent many hours playing with the doll, becoming virtually inseparable from one another. Gene went as far as dressing up in his clothes and treating the doll as if it was a human being. He loved the doll so much that he ended up giving it his very own first name. And thus Robert the Doll was born. The sailor suit that Robert wears belonged to Gene himself, as you can see him wearing it in this photo. So it should come as to no surprise that as much time as he spent with Robert the Doll, he learned many secrets that were whispered in his ear. But soon after, the doll began to gather a reputation for being haunted, and quickly went from an average toy to what some people began to describe as the evilest thing in the universe. Many conflicting versions have to do with the true origins of the doll. Some people believe that this doll was created with the help of dark rituals by an angry servant who made a life-size voodoo doll and gave it to Gene as a type of revenge for being mistreated by the Ottos. Others believe that the doll inherits the spirit of a baby who was fathered by Gene's father himself through an affair with his servant's wife. One version says that the servant's wife was pregnant, and then she gave birth to the little girl. But after various complications, the child died shortly after the passing of the little girl. She used voodoo's magic to trap her daughter's spirit inside of the doll. The thing about this story, though, is that many people who are sensitive to spirits have claimed to feel the spirit of a small mixed-race girl living inside the doll. There have also been sightings of a small girl walking around or sitting on the stairs that lead up to the attic where Robert once lived. She is described as being around 5 years old, dressed in a small white gown and wearing pigtails. Other people who visit the artist's house have run away in fear after hearing a girl's disembodied laugh coming from the halls whenever they spend the night. Personal friends of the Ottos and the outdoors themselves have mentioned that she was quick to blame, rather, for any mishaps that happened around the house. He would repeatedly claim that Robert was the one who did it, and that Robert would walk around the house moving and breaking things so that Jean would be the one to get in trouble, all while Robert the doll was smiling as he did it. On many occasions when Jeanne played in the attic, everybody could hear two distinct children's voices coming up from the room. Whenever somebody would go upstairs to check and see who was up there with Jean, they would always find him all alone talking to his doll. On many occasions, while the Ottos entertained friends who went over for dinners, many of them were left both confused and in fear after hearing the doll's giggle whenever they walked near it. Some also reported that the doll suddenly appeared in various rooms without anybody's support. And as if this wasn't enough to scare you yet, the doll can change his facial expressions depending on his mood or if he doesn't like you and he is not afraid to show you. As the years went by, Jean grew older and eventually moved away from his parents' house to live in New York. There, he became interested in art and became a popular artist and married a woman. He met and fell in love with all of this while Robert was left abandoned for many years, locked up in a chest in the same attic where he and Robert played many hours. Unknowingly to both of them, Faith will bring them back together one last time. After Jean's mother passed away, he decided to move back to his childhood home and bring his new bride with him. Jean soon introduced Robert to his wife, but she was in front of the door and instead she had a very uneasy feeling about it. Unfortunately, not long after moving back to Key West, Jean was struck with Parkinson's disease, from which he suffered for a long time. His wife did go on to say in the months preceding his death, and as his health failed, he spent most of his time in the attic room talking to Robert. Soon after Jean's funeral, his wife sold the house to a neighbor who bought it shortly for his friend Myrtle. As if Robert disagrees with this arrangement, the neighbor's wife died shortly after of carbon monoxide poisoning from a faulty exhaust system in a car. Myrtle became the new owner of what became to be known as the artist's house after Jean's death. But unbeknownst to her, she also became the new caretaker of Robert. And although the stories of the paranormal activity continued, Myrtle became fond of the doll and also began dressing it up and displaying it in her own home. Eventually, she too saw the artist's house. This time she would take Robert with her. This proved to be a big mistake on her part as she soon began to have her own negative experiences and hauntings with this doll. Eventually, she began to be both very afraid and frustrated with Robert, and that she decided to get rid of the doll for good. So she decided to take the doll to the 40s Martello Museum, where he now resides. Myrtle may not run around about how haunted the doll was, and warned the museum director about the doll's ability to haunt and make people feel sick, possibly even having the ability to kill someone if he didn't like them. Myrtle died exactly 3 months after donating Robert to the museum. Since that very first day, the museum has had their very own strange encounters with Robert. Many of the staff have seen a movie and played tricks on them. Some claim to see Robert follow them through the room by either moving his head or just his eyes. They've also seen a small 5-year-old girl walk around the museum after closing hours. As you may have concluded by now, Robert is by no means your typical doll. And whether you believe the stories or not, the museum where he now resides has strict rules you must follow if you decide to take a photo of him. One of the main rules, and probably the most important, is to always ask his permission before taking the photo. If you fail to do this, he will manifest to you in your own home in ways that they were frightened or hurt you. Many people that have taunted the doll have later expressed regret by sending him letters of apology. A few weeks ago, while visiting the Martello Museum, the staff showed some people an infinite amount of apology letters that they have received every week. And believe me, in that picture, there's a lot of them expressing regret for taunting the doll or taking his picture without permission. A lot of them have even felt ill for not following the rules. I've personally spent 0 hours completely alone with Robert because I haven't been there. But you could go too. My conclusion is that there is something to this dull weather. Is Jean's sorrow project of energy living inside of Robert, or the spirit of Minnie's daughter utilizing Budo magic? I am not certain. Since I first heard about Robert, the paranormal activity around Robert the doll to me has increased. That could be my fault. Maybe I should have never, ever made this episode. So, if you're listening to this episode, make sure to think Robert tonight as you lay down and close your eyes to sleep. Make sure that you pay extra close attention. Maybe you can hear the laughter of a small child standing next to you in the dark corners, watching you as you sleep. Hope you enjoyed this episode of Legend. There's a new episode every Monday, so stay tuned for that, and as always, thanks for listening.